WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and today we're diving into something super important, building a supportive community for mental health. Ever feel like you're navigating this crazy journey of life all alone? You know that feeling when your mind's racing, doubts are swirling, and you just need someone to say, "Hey, I get it." That's where the power of community comes in. It's not just about having friends, it's about cultivating a space where vulnerability is celebrated, empathy is abundant, and real conversations about mental well-being happen without judgment. So, why is this so crucial? In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with pressure to be on, to achieve, to project this perfect image. But behind the curated feeds and highlight reels, many of us are struggling. We're facing anxiety, stress, loneliness, things that can feel isolating and overwhelming. That's where a supportive community acts as a lifeline. It reminds us that we're not alone, that our struggles are valid, and that there's strength in sharing our stories. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own mental health support network. 1. Start with yourself. Before you can offer support to others, make sure you're taking care of yourself first. That means prioritizing self-care practices, whether it's exercise, meditation, journaling, or simply carving out time for activities that bring you joy. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? 2. Be open and honest. Sharing your own experiences, even the difficult ones, can create a sense of trust and connection. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's courage. It shows others that it's okay to not be okay and invites them to do the same. Ever notice how people seem to gravitate towards those who are genuine and authentic? 3. Listen actively. When someone shares their struggles, truly listen without judgment. Put away your phone, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective. Sometimes, just having someone hear you without interruption can be incredibly healing. Remember, it's not about offering solutions right away. Sometimes people just need to be heard and validated. 4. Find your tribe. Seek out communities that align with your values and interests. This could be a support group, an online forum, or even a local club. Surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals can provide a sense of belonging and shared understanding. Think about it. Don't you feel more energized when you're around people who get you? 5. Practice gratitude. Take time to appreciate the people in your life who offer support and encouragement. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening those bonds. Gratitude is like a magnet. It attracts more positivity into our lives. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're dealing with major exam stress. You're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and unsure if you can pull it off. Now picture yourself reaching out to a friend who has been through the same thing before. They listen without judgment, share their own experiences, and offer practical tips that have helped them cope. Suddenly, that weight on your shoulders feels lighter, right? You're not alone in this, and you have someone who understands what you're going through. That's the power of community. It turns those daunting hurdles into manageable steps. So remember, building a supportive community for mental health isn't just about finding people. It's about cultivating connections that feel genuine, safe, and empowering. It's about creating a space where we can be our authentic selves, share our vulnerabilities, and lift each other up. We all deserve to feel supported, understood, and connected. By actively fostering these relationships, we not only improve our own well-being but also contribute to a more compassionate and resilient world. Don't forget to spread the love. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback helps us reach more people on their mental health journey. And remember, we're in this together. Until next time, keep seeking that calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.